So let no man deceive you by any means in verse 3. For that day shall not come except the coming falling away first. And this is what the church is into right now. Because God is making known this knowledge. He's making distinction. For if I had not come, they had not sinned. Now Jesus said that in the first eighth week. How much more in the second eighth week? If God had not made this selection for the purpose of establishing his light in this dimension, then those which proclaiming to be of him, which are not in reality, would stand forth as his elect. God forbid. See, so God is making a distinction. And this is what Jesus says. If I had not come, they had not had sin. But now, they have no cloak for their sin. Okay, they used the Torah to cover themselves with, which was not my righteousness. Okay, your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, or else you will not see my kingdom. That's what Jesus was saying when he was on the earth. How much more now in the second eighth week? Unless they receive the stone and build upon this house, they will not enter into my glory. This is the standard which God has revealed for this time. Okay, called the second eighth week. God is doing this in order to cut away the chaff, to remove the tares, because the tares and the wheat were growing together. And no one can make distinctions. But now a distinction is made because God has sent forth his angels. They're gathering the wheat into the barn, but the chaff he's going to burn with unquenchable fire. The chaff or the tares will be bundled together. This is the things which Jesus spoke of concerning the end of the world. Now, we're living in that time now, the end of the world, the end of the age, after the 2 days. And the third day, he will visit us, as the prophet Hosea talked about, Hosea 6, 1 and 2. Let us return unto the Lord, for he is torn, and he will heal us. See, torn. Okay, death was present within the soul, but now an ointment has been provided. The anointing has been poured forth, and being poured forth is going to bring healing. For he is torn, and he will heal us. He is bruised, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will visit us. After 2 days, and the third day, he shall raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. We're in the third prophetic day. He was raising up his church. He's providing a healing ointment for this time, because 2 days have passed now, as the 2,000 years, which the apostle, chief elder apostle Peter, spoke about in the last days.
All those which are listening today, if you like to come in covenant with God, okay, if you have to begin to seek God, you're going to have to also put aside the barriers of your former traditions and your mindset, and you're going to have to seek him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Okay, if you want to come and come with God. Okay, well, thank you for listening today and continue to seek the Lord. His grace will abound towards those that seek him out of a pure heart. And this is Apostle Eric von Ersick here speaking. Have a good day, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.